Burt Show.
I don't know what other team has a Braves voodoo doll, but somebody does. Mm. Because here we are, what, a month into the season, and two major setbacks for the Braves, who, as a guy that follows baseball, I think they're the deepest and best team in baseball right now. Like, people love to talk about the Dodgers and all the money they're spending. I like the Braves because I think they're going to be great for the next 10 years. But their best pitcher goes down a couple of weeks ago. He's out for the entire season, Strider. And then yesterday we find out that Ozzie Albies has been put on the injured reserve list also. He's got a broken right toe. So,
because he got hit by a pitch, right?
Is that how it happened? I'm not even sure. I just saw the headline today.
Oh, well, I saw a video. Actually, it was Kaylee's wife who posted it of him getting hit by a pitch, and it was down low. So I was just, I just assumed that's how it happened.
Yeah, as I'm reading the rest of the story, that's exactly what happened.
Look at me knowing stuff about the sports.
Man, that's a real bummer. That's a terrible way to start a season right there.
The worst way to start the season.
Thankfully, they've kind of stacked the team, though, man. So it's like next man up, and they're so deep, but that's a crappy way to start a season.
That one hurts.
All right, Kristen teased us yesterday. Man, this is really scary stuff that happened in her neighborhood.
It is very scary stuff. So there was a drive-by shooting in our neighborhood. I live in North Buckhead, and on Easter Sunday, of all days, who knew the Easter Bunny was packing? On Easter Sunday, we were not there. We were on vacation. We were on spring break. So y'all remember Romeo, who used to be on the show. He was actually house sitting and dog sitting for us. So poor Romeo at 5:30 in the morning is hearing 11 shots go off literally behind our house.
Is this the first time that he dog sat for you?
No, he's done it before.
I was about to say, didn't the last time he end up crying and cuddling with the dogs?
Yes, because he was going through a breakup.
He's having some moments over there.
That's right.
Yeah. So, and he's sleeping in the back bedroom. Like, we have like a mother-in-law suite, and that's the back bedroom back against the backyard. And so where the shooting happened, it's a street that runs parallel to ours. So it's happening to the house behind us. They're shooting at the house, so technically they're shooting at the back of our house, which is terrifying. But we weren't there. Romeo was.
Who knew these kind of things happened in Buckhead?
I know. Shocker, right? So anyway, we're getting all these notifications on our neighborhood Facebook page and like the Nextdoor app and stuff like that. And somebody, and I got the neighbor's permission to share this, his Ring camera captured when a car goes flying down the street, and then you hear the shots. So, trigger warning here, you're about to hear some gunshots. A lot of shots.
Sounds of nice birds, though.
Yes.
They didn't seem to be bothered at all.
They started chirping immediately.
They're used to it in Buckhead.
Clearly. It didn't faze them at all.
They're not flying away. Nothing.
Chirping away.
So, of course, everybody... Only you can make jokes about a drive-by. So, of course, everybody's trying to figure out, like, what the hell happened. Multiple neighbors, I mean, they were, like, jolted out of bed. My next-door neighbor, she was like, they literally jumped out of bed. It was so loud. Romeo never woke up, and the dogs didn't either. So I don't know
what
zanny they took before they went to bed, but did not faze them. So anyway, there was rumors circulating on our neighborhood Facebook page of, like, you know, what happened and why was there a drive-by shooting in our neighborhood. And, of course, you know, neighbors being neighbors, this is a big deal, so you're going to want to get to the bottom of it. The word was that this house had been turned into an Airbnb. So there were people staying there that we don't know, and that they went out partying, brought girls back. One of the girls hit on a guy. He turned her down, and she was hurt. Her ego was hurt, and so she called an ex, and he came, and he shot up the house, okay?
Wow.
But we wanted to get more details, so we got the police report, which is public record. So they have here that the sergeant arrived and, after searching the area, discovered many rifle shot casings. There were two bullet holes close to the front door frame, and the screen door glass was shattered. So two of the victims, they fled the scene with flat tires on their car, but ended up coming back to the scene so they could, you know, file the police report. So what had happened was that they all had left and or they started the night. These guys and some girls who were staying in this Airbnb are going out to have a night out in Buckhead, right? So it reads here that they went to Moondogs, but they left since, and this is like, this is what they're telling the police, and this is the police report. They left since Moondogs was sending off the vibe they were not looking for. Like, that's actually
what
the
is,
police report.
Wait,
the vibes were not lit.
One more again on that one?
All right, so they said they started at Moondogs is where the night got underway. And they said that they left since Moondogs was sending off the vibe they were not looking for.
The vibes were off.
The vibes were off.
Okay.
So then they went to the Havana Club. And one of them wasn't able to enter because he was underage. And, like, it goes through all of this detail. And then they end up back at the Airbnb. Everybody was gathered together. And then one of the women tried to approach a male there, but she was turned away. She became enraged with all of them and ordered blank to come shoot up the house. Eventually, they lay down and prepare for bed. Everyone inside the house heard gunfire in front of the house. All occupants of the house fled via the rear and passed through backyards. So that means they were running through our backyards.
Come on.
Wow. The victims left out and they were running. They ran through our backyards.
Do you know if yours was one of the yards that they ran through?
I don't think so. I think it was my neighbor right next to us.
Okay.
Because that's the one that butts up to their yard.
Yeah.
Well, they know that you're Kristen from The Burt Show. They don't want anything of that.
They have no idea who the hell I am. And then that's when they called 911 from the gas station right by us. And they showed up. And they provided the shooter's Instagram. And they said because one of the girls was intoxicated, her story was scattered all over the place. She did mention that this person was involved with the girl who got turned down, and she made the statement of getting the house shot up. Because there's also camera footage of the two girls leaving the house, walking down the street on a cell phone calling somebody. So, I mean, police have all this stuff. But, yeah, so... Oh, and then at the end, a number of cameras recorded the event. And then, oh, where is the listing? Oh, here it is. So as far as the casings, so scene unit blank processed the scene, 11 REM casings, one live 9mm, one 9mm, 13 different shots were taken at the house.
Oh, wow. Gosh. I mean, you know, you see these things on the news, right? And you're like, oh, this is horrible, blah, 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 do, do, do. You never really think it's going to happen in your own neighborhood, right? In your own backyard. And when you hear gunfire, like, it, first of all, it sounds very different than it does in the movies.
Yep.
For sure. But it is really, really shocking that this is happening every single day in a whole bunch of neighborhoods all over the country. It's kind of a cliche, but damn, when it happens in your own backyard, it hits close to home.
Yeah, I'm not aware if arrest has been made, but if it is, I'll let you know.
All it is just because they wouldn't let her in the party. That's it.
No, she was there. She hit on a guy. The guy dissed her advances, and she got upset. Because she was trying to hit on this guy and he didn't want any part of her. And so that's why she called this dude to come shoot up the house.
13 shots. Wow.
It's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.